So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. And I know that we are so close to the end of the year, it is not even funny to talk about. I mean, let's just be realistic with everything going on. And I take a look and go, wow, the countdown, you know, we're talking like a little over a week and it's all over. And I thought that maybe this might be a good time to talk about something that probably is not addressed a lot around here, but maybe it's something we should talk about, and that's the psychology of addiction. If you're like most people, you probably think of addiction as a personal failing, but let's kind of backtrack before we go into that, because but what if I told you that addiction is actually a psychological phenomenon when it's all said and done? It's actually one of the most fascinating topics in psychology, if I may say so myself, as it's a complex phenomenon with many different causes and manifestations. In this podcast, we're going to explore the psychology of addiction and what it is, how it develops, and why it is so difficult to overcome. So if you're curious about this topic, I would imagine that you should probably stick around for us to talk about it. So I guess we should probably break down some of the important stuff, and that would be starting off with what exactly is addiction. The word addiction is often used to describe a habitual behavior that has become damaging to an individual. However, addiction is more than just a bad habit. It is a serious condition that can have a devastating consequences on someone. Addiction is characterized by the inability to control oneself, even when faced with negative consequences. This lack of control can lead to financial ruin, relationship problems, and even death. Although addiction is most commonly associated with substance abuse, it can also refer to behaviors such as gambling or even working. But what is the root cause of getting addicted to something? Well, let's talk about causes, because you're probably going to want to know a little bit about that as well. As with anything else, there is no single factor that can be pinned down as the main cause of addiction. Moreover, as a result mentioned, there are numerous differences in the type of addictions that have slightly different mechanisms of development. Some with that in mind, let's review some of these key factors of the responsibility for developing an addiction. And let's go with the genetic factor. And I'm not saying generic, I'm saying the genetic factor. It's well known that addiction can run in families, and often people will attribute this to simply being a family trait. And indeed, studies have shown that addiction is more common with certain families than other certain genetics variants that are passed on. We are talking about different genes that influence different processes associated with addictive behavior. However, research has shown that there is more than just that. While there are more thoughts at play of the role of developing addiction, they don't rely on the account 100% of the ask. So let's talk about the environmental factor, because I think that that's going to play a portion into this as well. While some people may be more genetically susceptible to addiction than others, the environment that we live in also plays a huge role into it. From childhood to family history to stress of everyday life, these are all factors that can be found to play a part of the addiction development. They also have peer pressure and friend groups which engage in harmful behaviors. In this case, the desire to belong to a certain group can really influence your chances of repeating the same behavior. And while it's not always possible to control these factors, understanding how they contribute to addiction can help us better understand the disease in how to treat it effectively. So the psychological factor kind of breaks down into this one. Addiction is often thought of as physical dependence on a substance, but it also can be a way of coping with an emotional trauma. Mental health is a key factor in addiction development, and in some cases, addiction can act as a way of coping with emotional trauma. For example, people who have experienced childhood trauma or abuse may turn to drugs or alcohol as a way of numbing their emotions. Similar, people who suffer from anxiety or depression may self-medicate with drugs or alcohol in an attempt to ease the symptoms. While addiction can provide temporary relief, it ultimately leads to more problems that can make an underlying mental health issue and even worse. Therefore, it is important to look at addictions through the lens of mental health. So I guess the next thing we should probably ask is there a solution? Well, let's talk about that. While there is no one-size-fits-all cure for overcoming addiction, it is important to remember that it is a treatable disease, but it also considered a chronic disease, which means that treatment will not be a one-time solution, and it should be looked at as a lifetime journey. The key of breaking the cycle is persistence, of course, with following the treatment as planned and as prescribed by a professional. This may be either by attending regular therapy sessions or taking medication as prescribed. In some cases, it might mean a lifestyle change such as avoiding triggers and setting up support system. With determination, most manage to overcome addiction with living healthy, and they are able to fulfill their lives. So what do you think about that? Because that is something that we would probably need to give a lot of consideration to as we are talking about it. And that is what I would call the psychology of addiction. Listen, I know that this one's a shorter episode than most, but hey, I know that it's a holiday season and people want to go out there and think and do some other things that are out there. So I wanted to just give you this little briefy-eefy before we move forward too far away. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.